Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Progress! Really, progress! Dramatic progress! They have now selected half a jury. How about that? Isn't that amazing? We're talking about the Trump hush money trial. We've never had a president before with a hush money trial. We've never had a president before with the example of hush money. There's a reflection on this by historian Douglas Brinkley. He's a professor at Rice University. We will get to that in a moment. We'll also get to this new analysis that says that it's really easy to pigeonhole people and who they're going to vote for based upon their religious behavior, how often they go to church, and so forth. It all is remarkable, and more about the pro-Hamas protesters who are making, well, idiots of themselves, and I do believe creating a tremendous wave of hostility. No, I don't think that Senator Tom Cotton has the right idea. I don't believe that people should take the matters into their own hands or throw them off bridges or anything else that Senator Cotton suggested, though I understand the sentiments. Okay, the first six jurors were seated this afternoon in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York City. This is the beginning of the process of assembling a group that will weigh the criminal charges against the former president. Potential jurors have faced courtroom questioning for most of the day. They've been quizzed about a range of topics, including their media consumption, in other words, what cable channels they watch, and their perspectives on Trump, who is in court observing this process. The judge admonished Trump on Tuesday afternoon for speaking while a potential juror was questioned. This goes forward. They still need to select six more jurors out of the 1.4 million people who live in Manhattan. And what's at stake? CNN says what's at stake. Trump is the first former president in U.S. history to go to criminal trial. His legal challenges come as he juggles the campaign and courtroom as the 2024 presumptive GOP nominee. The hush money case may be the only case to actually face a jury before the election. And Trump could face jail time. I believe it's up to 4 years if convicted. 4 years? How long is presidential term? I think it's extremely unlikely that he will be actually forced to do a hard time. People are speculating he could go to Rikers Island. I think that's far-fetched. There, meanwhile, is this piece about the likelihood of people voting for Trump. And it's a piece by Danny Westneat. We've invited him on the show. But he writes under the heading, "In politics, one thing rules above all: religion." And he writes that he was intrigued when the pollster YouGov, in combination with The Economist magazine, decided to take pigeonholing to a whole different level. They put out a vast model of voting characteristics in an effort to typecast the political identities of Americans. It's the combination of more than 100,000 poll respondents over the past 2 years aimed at forecasting how every imaginable demographic variable contributes to who we are politically and to how we express that through our votes. In this database world, and he then fesses up, he says, I am not, it turns out, a communist. He talks in the past about people accusing him of being a communist. As he says, it turns out that I am not, it turns out, a communist. I am a straight white man, aged 55 to 64, from a city in Washington State, who is atheist or agnostic and has a college degree. That's all the model needs to know to predict my politics in the presidential election, according to the modelers. It forecasts that I'm about 80% to 90% likely to vote for Democrat Joe Biden, and only about 10% to 20% likely to vote for Republican Donald Trump. What's fascinating or alarming about the data is how locked in America's political tribalism appears to be. Demography really is destiny. A policy scarcely matters. And one wonders if free thought is on the endangered list, too. On the right-to-left spectrum, for example, the Trumpiest voter possible is described as a straight white man, aged 75-plus, from rural Oklahoma, who is evangelical and didn't finish college. That guy is 90% likely to vote for Trump. Now, this is not an exaggeration or an insult. This is just the way that these numbers turn out. Meanwhile, if you are a lesbian Asian woman, aged 25 to 34, from a city in California, who is an atheist and has a college degree, it's over. You're voting for Biden. It's 99% certain, according to the data. Now, somebody has to go out and search for such a person, for a lesbian Asian woman in the right age group, and find one who is pro-Trump. Who maybe in fact they could feature her as a background crowd in those rallies. There's been a lot of talk about divides in politics, writes Danny Westneat, such as gender, racial or urban-rural gaps, and it's true. Where you live or what your educational level is or your ethnicity goes a long way toward forming your political preferences. But what stands out with this huge new data set is how one thing above all others, and then any quotes from what they report, although race is often cited as the central cleavage in America, the single most powerful predictor of voting intention is religion. That's what The Economist noted, the magazine that sponsored the survey. A model that knows nothing save for respondents' religious affiliation can correctly identify which of the two leading candidates they prefer 62% of the time. And what that means is that if you take me, for instance, a straight white man from a city in Washington who is atheistic or agnostic with a college degree and simply made me Catholic instead, I, or rather my voter type, would instantly shift about 30 points more Republican. I'd go from 10% to 20% likely to vote for Trump to 48% Trump, 52% Biden. I'd be a swing voter. If you made me evangelical, I'd move 60 points to the right and be a solid Trump voter. Coming up after the break, there's a clip of a dismissed juror who described what it was like being in the courtroom seeing Trump. How did she describe that experience? That coming up next.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, we're just finishing up with this new survey from YouGov and The Economist magazine about the strongest determinant they found compared to where you live, to your profession, to your educational level, to your ethnicity. None of that is important as how religious you are. And what's fascinating about it is their numbers indicate It doesn't matter what religion you are. It matters how often you go to church, how important you think religion is to you. For instance, Danny Westneat, in his column about this study, says that in the exit polls for the last statewide elections in 2022, 34% of the voters in Washington state answered none when asked for their religion. This makes the a-religious by far the largest religious group in the state. Coming in second were Protestants at 19%, with Catholics at 13%. In other words, then you have 34%, a full third, who said they have no religion. Is there something about actually sitting through liturgy regularly and trying to draw closer to the creator of the universe, that somehow makes you more Republican or makes you more oriented toward Trump? What's fascinating to me about that is it's ironic, because if you have Trump versus Biden, I'm not to say that he is some kind of deep religious scholar or saintly figure or anything of that kind, but he does have a history of being a fairly serious church-going, communion-taking Catholic. And President Trump, not so much. I mean, he's admitted that he isn't so big on church attendance. He'll go to churches and to religious settings to campaign. And yet the impulse of religiously minded people to back Trump is apparently very, very profound. Trump's decision to start hawking Bibles, just a hunch, writes Westneat, that's probably not going to land well here in the state of Washington. But it's possible he knows what he's doing when it comes to certain swing states. As The Economist noted, the more importance someone places on religion, the more likely they are to be a Trump voter. Godliness is next to Trumpiness, unquote. And he's right now going through a trial about paying hush money to a porn star who says that she got that $130,000 to keep quiet about a sexual tryst. And by the way, a majority of Americans believe that Trump is not telling the truth when he says, oh, there is nothing ever, anything ever between us. I mean, there are photographs and other material. Meanwhile, at the trial, jury selection in the first criminal trial continued. This time they had more success. They had a pool with hundreds of potential jurors slowly being winnowed down to just 12 people and six alternates who will have all the power in making the final decision. Kara McGee is a woman in cybersecurity is her field. And she was dismissed from the prospective jury pool for job-related reasons. She spoke to MSNBC about the experience of seeing Trump in person and interacting with him in the courtroom. Listen.
My feet.
What was that like, answering questions, including some about Donald Trump, as he is sitting 30 feet from you?
It was odd. It was such an interesting experience, because I had never seen him in person before, you know, and you see someone blown up so larger than life on the media for so many years. To see them in person is very jarring, and you get the sense that it's like, oh, this is just another guy. And also, he sees me talking about him, which is bizarre.
Did you make eye contact with him?
Yes. Yeah.
At what point? What was that?
I believe right before I started to read off the questionnaire and right after I finished before I got up to go when I was dismissed.
Did it add another level of nervousness or tension that you felt with him sitting there?
I think so. It made the whole thing feel more real in a way, because I guess when you're on any jury, it's you have elements of that person's future in your hands.
And this is a person whose future is, to some extent, will have an impact on the nation's future and on your future. The process will continue, but now that they're moving forward, does seem as if they're going to end up with a jury. And maybe even a functional jury. Speaking of functional, we played before a brief excerpt from comments by Thomas Massie, the congressman from Kentucky, who was asked Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana, has asked him to resign his job as Speaker of the House of the United States. And Mike Johnson had this to say, and this on the same day that he is pushing for a full Senate trial of only the second cabinet member in all of American history to be impeached. And that impeachment, by the way, never went to the previous impeachment of Secretary of War Belknap in the Grant administration. That never happened because he resigned before they could bring him to trial. In any event, this is what Speaker Johnson has to say about his own resignation or potential resignation.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country. It does not help the House Republicans advance our agenda, which is in the best interest of the American people here, a secure border, sound governance, and it's not helpful to the unity that we have in the body.
Okay, no, it's not helpful, and I agree with him, and I do think that Mike Johnson is trying to do a decent job in one of the toughest jobs in Washington, being Speaker with such a... But when he says we're just trying to do our jobs... Is there some evidence that that Mayorkas, who was appointed by the president and supposed to represent the president's point of view, was doing something other than trying to do his job? We'll be right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House is reviewing Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to provide military aid to key U.S. allies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the administration requires more specifics on the plan.
We're going to wait past judgment after we've had a chance to take a look closer at the Speaker's proposal. The important thing is that our allies like Ukraine and Israel, who are under the gun, literally under the gun, get the security assistance they need as quickly as possible. So we want them to move this week.
Johnson presented the plan on Monday, advocating for four separate bills allocating funds for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other critical priorities. The body of one of the three still missing victims that had been unaccounted for following the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore has been recovered. The family has asked that their loved one's name not be released. Two more victims still remain unaccounted for. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates are not likely to be cut next month. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, it's not only the United States that has a difficult time politically with a shaky government. And what I mean by shaky is not that the government's about to fall, but that this is a government like the government in Israel that is facing, like the government in Britain, like the government in Canada, that is facing a very tough bid for re-election. And this despite the fact that there was a brand new New York Times Siena University poll, and it appeared under the heading, The Race Tightens, President Biden trims Trump's margin in latest survey. In latest survey, President solidifies support of his base and trims Trump's lead. Well, all of that going on, we can talk about later, but there is a major politician who, in the midst of this polarizing and sometimes paralyzing political system, a major politician who suggested banning all weekend car use. Why? For the sake of meeting proposed emissions quotas. You think that would go down well here in the United States to ban any use of automobiles on the weekend? Look, it's probably it's easiest in the country if you're Orthodox, observant, and Jewish, because at least on one of the weekend days, the Friday night through Saturday night, you don't drive in automobiles. But to have the government enforce that? Really? Okay, Germany's transport minister has suggested banning weekend car use for the sake of meeting proposed emissions quotas. The two-day-a-week ban on personal use of the car, as well as new speed limits, are being considered as part of an effort to reduce Germany's carbon footprint in the latest example of governments trying to control people for the sake of green targets. The transport minister in Deutschland and Germany, Volker Wissing, a member of the supposedly pro-free market FDP party, made the remarks in relation to an impending new piece of onerous climate legislation, the Climate Protection Act, warning that the restrictions on personal car use could be implemented if alternative amendments were not made. Comprehensive and indefinite driving bans on Saturdays and Sundays are being considered. Wissing admitted all of this as Germany's coalition government struggles to set emission cuts per sector under the proposed new climate legislation. Germany's already facing the prospect of destroying its native auto industry with plans to ban new combustion engines after 2035. Meanwhile, green austerity has already prompted a fight back from farmers. Under the terms of the Climate Protection Act, the German economy will have to cut 22 million metric tons of carbon emissions per year. Wissing told a radio station Deutschlandfunk that such large quantities can only be saved ad hoc by not using cars and trucks. So problems aren't unique or distinctive and restricted here to the United States. Meanwhile, some of the problems we have, John Fetterman, who has been the surprising leading supporter of the State of Israel and its struggle against Islamic terrorists. John Fetterman just posted this. He posted part of that video we played earlier in the show of protesters trying to disrupt Starbucks to boost the cause of Hamas. And Senator Fetterman said, "I don't know who needs to hear this, but blocking a bridge or berating folks in Starbucks isn't righteous. It just makes you a beep." Yep, thank you very much. "Demand Hamas to send every hostage back home and surrender." And I posted this video, and he posted the video of pro-Palestinian protesters entering a Starbucks in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and chanting. Sounded like this. Okay, what they're saying is, "Starbucks, Starbucks, you can't hide, not till we free Palestine." Now, when they talk about freeing Palestine, if you talk about the Gaza Strip, there has been no Israeli presence, no Jewish presence of any kind in Gaza since 2005. That's 19 years. And how has that Free Palestine been doing in those 19 years? I mean, what is it that has prevented Hamas from actually doing something to benefit the people who live in Palestine? Answer: the one thing that's prevented them is that what they care about is not the welfare of the people who live in the Gaza Strip, but developing their own military means of attacking Israel next door, which does not overlap with Gaza, and hasn't for 19 years. In Chicago, there were Palestinian protesters. They're not Palestinian. Most of them, of course, are Americans who are on the extreme left, and they were blocking roads leading into O'Hare Airport. This is what that sounded like, clip five. Okay, it's not even comprehensible. And in New York City, a Hamas demonstrator lit an American flag on fire while another protester held a slogan reading, "Free Palestine or else." That sounded like this. Okay, there were also people waving the Hezbollah flag and chanting, "Death to America! Death to America!" None of this really advances any positive cause at all, does it? It appears that it's a very, very much a long shot. Speaking about a long shot, the polling indicates that convictions could actually hurt President Trump. If he's convicted in the hush money trial or any of the other upcoming trials. And part of it raises the question of President Trump has said repeatedly that he is being prosecuted and persecuted for the sake of the American people. What's fascinating to me, and I'd love to get some correspondence on it if you want to write to me, explain how these trials, particularly the hush money trial, is actually benefiting the American people in any way. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there is an additional commentary about a perspective on President Trump's hush money trial that I hadn't heard before. This says from Douglas Brinkley, who's a professor of history at Rice University, and he had a different perspective that he expressed on MSNBC. This is clip six.
I would warn anybody wanting to run to office, don't do what Donald Trump did. You know, nobody wants to end up in courtrooms with the world watching you for your, you know, crimes, being that an ignoble first in the club of American presidents. But Trump has been a one-off for a while. There are all the other presidents we've had, and then there's Donald Trump. And only Trump, because this is New York City, because of Trump Tower, that this was his milieu, he thinks he can manipulate the media spin of what's going on here because he's known it for so long. I'm not sure he's going to win the public relations battle, whatever's going on right now. It doesn't look good.
But you think Donald Trump's just a one-off, and so this situation is a one-off?
I think of Melania. I think of anybody who's married. Do you want your spouse to be having, you know, hush monies and dealing in the realm of pornography and you know, this continuation of gross misogyny or worse? No, I don't think that's a message that's how you succeed in politics. But Trump rode a wave on his personality. He's continuing to really right now fight for July 15th, Milwaukee.
And July 15th, Milwaukee is a convention coming up. There, by the way, has been a proclamation by some of the pro-Hamas protesters that they are going to try to disrupt the Democratic Convention. And a lot of people have talked about the Democratic Convention in Chicago in 1968, where there was fighting in the streets. Would that be repeated between police officers in Milwaukee with the Democrats this year and the people who are trying to disrupt that convention and dismantle basically the Biden campaign? And there is one bit more. This is from the world of business, where the stock market did not suffer, have another very bad, very sour day as it has recently this week. But today, there was new news about President Trump's media platform, Truth Social, and what happened with the issuance of thousands and thousands of shares of their stock. This is the Forbes senior editor, Dan Alexander, appearing on CNN.
It is a sad story, you know, and the trouble here is that if you look at the fundamentals of the company, it's poised to go down a lot more. If you look at the number of users that this company has, the amount of revenue that it generates, you know, its valuation should be measured in the hundreds of millions of dollars at the most. Right now, the public markets are valuing it at $3.5 billion. So that means that this stock should fall by at least another 90% before the metrics start to make any amount of sense. And for people who are just blindly putting their faith in Trump and in the company, that means that they could stand to lose a lot of money. And if somebody's just throwing a couple of, you know, $1,000 that they have extra, okay, fine. You know, people donate to political campaigns too. But if somebody's putting a significant chunk of their life savings into it, they could really get wiped out by the very person who they're trusting their money to, saying this guy's going to make this company an amazing venture. I mean, if you look at the company's own filings, you know, they're saying that its accountants had questions about whether it could continue as a going concern. They're saying that bankruptcy is not out of the question eventually. So this thing could go to zero eventually.
That's another prospect coming up. And I mentioned the new massive New York Times Siena College poll. They report President Biden has nearly erased Donald J. Trump's early polling advantage amid signs that the Democratic base has begun to coalesce behind President Biden despite lingering doubts about the direction of the country, the economy, and his age, according to a new survey by the New York Times and Siena College. Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump are now virtually tied, with Mr. Trump holding a 46% to 45% edge. That's, of course, within the margin of error. That is an improvement for Mr. Biden from this last February, when Mr. Trump had a much sturdier 48% to 41% lead just before he became the presumptive Republican nominee. Mr. Biden's tick upward appears to stem largely from his improved standing among traditional Democratic voters. He is winning a greater share of voters who supported him in 2020 than he did in February. Then, Mr. Trump had secured the support of a lot more of his past voters compared with the president. Trump was getting 97% to 83% for President Biden. But that margin has narrowed. Mr. Biden is now winning 89% of his 2020 supporters, compared with 94% for Mr. Trump. That difference, however, if that holds up, it would still mean a popular vote victory for Donald Trump. The one area where Mr. Biden has most dramatically improved has been among older people who appear to be much less likely to hold Biden's age against him. Which I guess makes sense. You have a lot of voters over 65, and maybe they're tired of hearing that somebody who is even older than they are, who is 81, is too old to serve as president. In terms of nostalgia, there's a new film that wants to appeal to nostalgia, particularly for the music of the past. It is called The Greatest Hits, now streaming and also in theaters. Check it out.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
The rising British actress Lucy Boynton plays a California girl who's mourning the death of her boyfriend in a horrible traffic accident and travels back in time, if she listens to the right song, to talk with him before his death. Yes, it's confusing, but that's the setup for The Greatest Hits.
If something happened to you and I could stop it, it would mean we would never meet. Would you want me to? Certain songs literally pull me back into the past.
Yeah, but in the present, she meets somebody new, played by Justin H. Min, who befriends her through their grief and mourning group. Though it's stocked with plenty of appealing performers, there's very little real romantic chemistry among any of these people, and the filmmakers seem more intensely romantic about the turntables and stereo speakers heavily featured in the movie than they do about any of the cardboard characters created by the script. 1.5 stars for the PG-13 groan-inducing snoozer, The Greatest Hits. And no, I think it is unlikely to be one of the greatest hits at the movie theaters. Speaking of great hits, there is the Trump trial, and in fact the multiple Trump trials. Will he get to any others after the hush money verdict comes down? We'll talk about that with law professor John Yoo, one of America's leading conservative legal scholars. We'll also be speaking with journalist Molly Ball. She attended Trump's trial today. She's on our show tomorrow, writing about the problems of Joe Biden, suggesting that while he worries about the left of his party, the voters he really needs are in the center. And David Frum, former presidential aide to President Bush, lifelong Republican, a writer for Atlantic, asks why Biden should not debate Trump, gives his answer. The networks want their show, but to give the challenger equal status on a TV stage would be a dire normalization of, of some of the unique aspects of Trump's candidacy. And it's a test of strength. Biden stands as out. What about Trump? We'll get to all of it next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.